Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
And we are about to go live on YouTube, so we're going to do it all over again. So let's go. Start it on. Huh?
I'll make sure it's the right number.
Yeah, she's putting the wrong number in every time.
527.
For whatever reason. Deliberately.
Yeah, right. 319-527-627. Alright, I got it right
here. Got no food. Got no jobs. Our pet's heads are falling off.
Where's the booze?
I got robbed by a sweet old lady on a motorized cart.
Never done.
I didn't
even
see it.
Yeah.
Hey,
there's no way in hell you did.
Hey, man. You have any more of that gum?
Hey, everybody.
Love your damn business.
No. Just you.
I am.
The change, you filthy animal.
You don't want to tell me that already now.
Did you
jerk?
You
little jerk?
Oh, yeah. Thirsty.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
And today is, what's today? The 21st? February 21st, 2022. Isn't it a holiday today?
Yeah, it's President's Day.
President's Day. Let's applaud President's Day.
Why? It's not a day off. Working yesterday, like, yo, are we off tomorrow? He's like, no, it's not a paid holiday. And then he didn't show up to work today anyway.
He tells you no, it's not a holiday.
And then he takes
and
PTO.
We have work, and then he takes off.
Yeah, he did the same day on Valentine's Day.
Let's applaud him. Like, no, you got to go to work.
Everyone's got to go to work.
Everyone's got work today.
I brought my laptop so I can work from home.
Hey, where's Sean? Not here. It's President's Day.
I even went to go look to see if his lunchbox was in the fridge. It wasn't in there. He didn't come to work today.
Yeah, good for him. I wouldn't have went to work for President's Day either.
Not if I can get off and get paid for it.
It's kind of weird that President's have a day, but I don't want to get into all this political shit, but why? President's Day?
I mean, I guess we're celebrating all the presidents. Is that what the whole point of President's Day is? I don't know.
President's Day.
I don't know.
We had to fight and claw for,
Who cares?
When's there going to be a Malcolm X Day? But you got a President's Day? But whatever.
We got Martin Luther King.
All right, what about Malcolm X Day?
I guess he wasn't as, You said it. The white people liked Martin Luther King better than Malcolm X.
The white people didn't like Malcolm X. But anyway, we won't get into that.
All right, so we're getting into preseason rankings.
We're going to do our preseason power rankings. Preseason power rankings.
Of our predictions of where we think the teams are going to be ranked this season.
Yeah, from the rip. You know, starting off from the rip, from the word on the street, and then quarterbacks, who jumped this
team,
who's on what team. Who's where, who's where, who's when, who's what, and, you know.
So, or do you want to get into your tournament first before you get into rankings?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have.
A Barbershop Talk Radio exclusive event.
Yeah, it's going to be one-on-ones, 1v1, okay? So how it's going to work, I got this. Shout out to my boy Trayvon. For my job. He gave me the idea. It was a good idea. So it's like this. You know, everyone thinks they're the best. Maybe the best team wins. Maybe they don't. But one-on-one, me versus you.
It's going to be a DB versus receivers.
It's going to be a cash prize at the end. Only one man wins all the money. So
yeah,
either a DB is going to win. All right, so it's going to be like this. So say we got 20 receivers, 20 DBs. So we line match him up and line him up one-on-one. So receiver versus DB, lined up, head-to-head. Here, I know you can't. Don't. Stand up. Yeah, stand up. So you're the DB.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the receiver. I'm in my break. You'll put your hands up. All right. So you're ready to go. So so from all right, chill before you knock it out. Like, yeah. So within the 5 yards, boom. So I line up, boop boop, I hit my route. You gotta go at least 7 yards. You can jam me within the 5 yards, the DB can. And if I hold on, let me get the ball.
The quarterback has 4 seconds to get the ball out.
Yes.
So if the receiver catches the ball, the receiver moves on to the next round.
If I catch it,
DB.
The DB is eliminated.
Yeah.
If the DB breaks up the ball, the receiver's eliminated.
And the DB goes on to the next round.
He goes on to the next round. It's a tournament. And then we're going to get down. We're going to go all the way until we get to the last guy. And then he'll win the cash prize.
We'll get a prize and a trophy. $200.
Yes.
Don't know the exact amount yet, but it'll be a decent amount, you know.
So
don't know if you're charged. Are you charging?
No, I'm not as of now. I don't think I'm charging anybody, but
only for All-Star Touch Football League
players.
Yeah. Current players in All-Star Touch Football League.
So we'll go from there. So we'll probably depends on how many people we have. Maybe
mid-season.
Yeah. About mid-season. That's pretty simple and straightforward. One-on-one. It's like you win, you lose, you're out.
One DB versus one receiver and then the quarterback.
Yeah.
The quarterback doesn't count.
Oh, yeah. And if the quarterback has a bad pass, we'll have a few people there as judges. That was a bad pass by the quarterback. He deserves to run, redo it. Boom. And that's it. One-on-ones. So if Val thinks that he's the best DB in the league, Val should step out there and prove it.
If Kyrie thinks he's the best receiver in the league,
yes,
he needs to step out and prove it.
Step out there and prove it. What do you have to lose?
If,
nothing.
Nook thinks he's the best DB.
No, best receiver.
Turk.
If
whoever it is.
All those guys. If you think you're the best receiver, come out there and show it.
Cheek, we're calling you out, Cheek.
Some people can't get off one-on-one man pressure. You know?
And just because you might move on to one round against one person doesn't mean you're going to move on to the next round against the next DB. So, or
now,
receiver.
If I was taking, guys I would think that would do pretty good in it, I think Coop would do good in it.
Yes.
Yeah. One-on-one.
Coop's good at one-on-one.
Yeah.
He's probably one of, when he's there and focused, he's probably one of the best defensive players.
I think he would be great at DB. I think also at receiver, I think a guy...
Truthfully, I didn't even know until Coop started playing on your team. I was like, yeah, why is he in his face like that?
Is that my cigarette?
Yeah.
I'm
like, why is Coop in his face like that? You're like, that's how he plays.
Yeah. One-on-one, man. I think a guy like Nook would be great at it. But you know who else could be good at it? Money could be good at it. Tall, long.
Cheek might struggle a little bit. Cheek might struggle.
Cheek is one of the best route runners in the league. Nah. No, I don't think so.
Cheek just always gets open.
Yeah. Why do you think so? Why do you think that?
Because people just leave him go.
He's one of the best route runners, man. And you think people just leave him open? Yeah. No.
That was the game plan against you guys. Like, make sure when you played them a couple seasons ago, don't let Cheek get the ball. And for some reason, we couldn't stop him.
So, but I'm just saying, one-on-ones. That's the thing. Johnny Ebert would be good at it, too.
Yeah, Johnny Ebert.
Ebert would be good at it.
Vinny would be good at it.
Maybe.
Vinny's
I don't
good
know.
With that juking and twisting and turning.
Vinny knows how to use his body and shit. So, I don't know. It's got a lot of guys that, if they want to participate in it.
You got to have people calling flags, too.
Yeah, of course. That's what the judges are for.
Yeah, there'll be designated judges like Ralph or like Eric, something like that. Specific judges that will actually come out.
Hopefully. I got to ask some of these guys. So, anyway, let's pull up. Oh, shout out to Owen, man. Owen.
Owen.
Nah, he's just out there just playing, man. He loves football. And I'm glad to have him on the team, man. So, let's see. He just better not let me down and embarrass me and shit. I'm like, oh, this guy fucking sucks. Why'd I have him on the team? Yeah. Shit. Would have been better off with Vaughn. Shit, but anyway.
You're going to let him do that to you, Owen.
Talking, that's my guy. All right, so what are we doing here? Starting off, you want to start from the bottom or the top?
Well, it's not in any specific order, so.
Hold up. Do we have any?
These are ranked, so they're not. It's not in any specific order.
Do we have any rumors or word on the street?
Egan's playing for Camden.
Yeah, Egan is
back. Egan's back.
Let's applaud Egan. Let's applaud
Owen
Egan.
Said, that's my ass.
Allegedly. From what I heard, Egan's back on Camden.
And the rumor mill, it's not Bobby this season. It's going to be Egan.
It's going to be Egan on Camden. Good. Good.
A lot of team changes, a lot of people changes. So, I don't know. This season's going to be interesting.
Who else? Let's pull up the teams real quick.
David McCann.
Oh, that's little David, Speedy's son. What's up, Dave? Yo, shout out to my little guy, man. That's my dog, man.
Owen said he's back. That's crazy. And then Jim said, who's the last quarterback to beat Eagles?
Yes, let's applaud him. Let's applaud him. We all know who that is. You fit him into
a hiatus.
We haven't seen him since then.
Quit the league and all.
We haven't seen Egan in a year. Literally, damn near. So.
Jimmy made him quit the league.
Oh, man. That was awesome. All right, let's pull up this team. Let's get our preseason.
All right, let's write them down, our predictions. Preseason.
Power rankings. We'll see where who's strong, who's what. I don't know who the prospect quarterback is.
It could be Greg. Brett.
Is it Brett?
I don't know. I heard that they were giving Brett's name. Brett from the new guys. Brett from the Panthers.
That's right. We did hear something.
When they had another, no scoring season, one of them was Brett.
But is it Brett, though?
I don't know.
Are the prospects really going to go with Brett? I mean, that's not a bad decision. I mean... Yeah, it's not that.
Brett's like a K-Sizzle, yeah.
Yeah, he's like a K-Sizzle. Same tier. Okay, so, boom. Let's pull up the list, and then we'll go from there.
It's already up there.
Where's it at? I can't even see it. That's a little ass shit. Oh, okay, there we go. Okay, so, boom.
They're not in any specific orders.
We would say, would you agree that number one would be Camden with Egan? Right?
So are we going to say, number one, or are we going to say, elite?
No, just number one. Right. Number one is the Camden. They got to be. They have to be. Even with Egan. even with Egan.
Well, the only reason they had a not-so-good season is because Egan didn't show up a couple games.
More than a couple fucking games.
That's why they struggled that one season.
He played, the first two games and then played the last game and then – played a playoff game and beat the Ball Hawks, and then they got ran into that buzzsaw, which called a breeze. Yes, sir. Let's go.
But Egan still beat.
Yeah, he
is. Owen said it's JT suspended forever. He's got one more season. I think he's allowed to come back in the fall 2022. I don't know.
From what my understanding is that he's allowed to come back in the fall. So
yeah, whether he comes back or not, that's up to the prospect.
Yeah, it's not. That has nothing to do with me. But from what I saw, I believe he's allowed back in the fall. So, all right.
Number two.
You got to go rock bottom.
But now let's word on the street.
Rock bottom has some
team changes.
They are missing some guys from what I heard, but I don't know if that's true or not.
So we're going off of how we're predicting their team to be this season.
Even with those guys missing, they still have Tyree. I would say they're still number two.
You think so?
Why not?
We'll put him on there for now.
Let's see if Ike's that number one receiver he thinks he is.
Everyone's coming for that
number one receiver.
Put a challenge on that head.
Yeah. Let's see if Ike is the number one. I didn't put a challenge on him. I did a cup check to the league.
But, I mean, if you're not
– everybody have balls in this league.
If you're not in this league to be number one and try to win number one, then why are you here?
Yeah.
If your ultimate goal is – not to win the elite championship, then why are you even playing?
Yeah, then why keep contributing to making fats and fucking
fats rich,
fats rich and fats rich and fucking rock bottom, getting rock bottom New Jerseys every fucking season because they keep winning all the fucking money.
Fats don't need any more trophies.
So
I think everybody on the team now has their own.
But we'll see. We'll see. We will see. What it is with.
Okay, so number three, is it going to be Fairly Washed? Is it going to be Performance Lab? Is it going to be Trauma Roofing? Is it going to be the Usual Suspects who are now combined with Steel City?
If that's true. I mean, from what I heard Matt.
There is no
if Matt from Steel City,
way.
If Matt from Steel City goes to Usual Suspects, I think that that definitely puts them up there.
Yeah.
But are they better than Barely Washed, who just beat Matt with his Warriors? I would say
now he's got his Warriors and the Usual Suspects Warriors.
But is Barely Washed better? Is Barely Washed better than Performance Lab?
Barely Washed beat the Usual Suspects, but that was with Scott at quarterback.
Yeah, wait. Where's the Sloth at? Oh, there's Sloth. There's a Sloth.
Is Barely Washed better than Performance Lab?
Is Barely Washed better than Performance Lab?
I don't think so.
No?
No. I don't think so.
You don't think Barely Washed is better than Performance Lab?
Did they play each other?
All right, but Performance Lab was better than Steel City. They played each other.
They played each other last season?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they lost.
Yeah, I don't think they're on. They're up there, but I don't think they're on Performance Lab level yet.
Okay,
I would put Performance Lab ahead of them.
All right, so you would put Performance Lab. Okay, so put it like this. Now check what you just said. Now we got Matt from Steel City. So if Steel City beat. No.
But that doesn't mean anything.
No, they didn't. But, I was gonna say Steel City beat Performance Lab and then Barely Washed. Let's go three. Let's say right now. I don't know who their quarterback is though.
Because look at perfect.
I would say
example.
Performance Lab.
Just lost. They hung in there with Rock Bottom. Almost beat Rock Bottom,
in the
but
first
they turned
round,
around
yeah.
and got crushed by.
Barely
Washed,
they did.
In the next round. So you can't compare one team to the next. Some teams just match up better against other teams.
I know. All right, so who's three to you?
I would say Performance Lab.
I would say Performance Lab, too. Right now, I would.
And then we either got Barely Washed or Trauma Roofing. I would say Barely Washed because they did win the A. Even though we know, from what we know, Andrew's not coming back, they still have a solid team without Andrew.
I would say Trauma Roofing. Then Barely Washed.
You put Trauma ahead of them?
They beat them twice.
Did they?
They beat them
Yeah, Trauma went to the Elite.
They beat them twice.
Yeah, Trauma went to the Elite.
I'll go Trauma Roofing, then...
Or would you do Trauma Roofing, Barely Washed? Or would you do Trauma Roofing, Usual Suspects with Matt?
I'll go Trauma Roofing,
Barely
Washed, then Usual Suspects. Then I would probably go to Sloth.
And we also got to throw the GCRs back in this mix.
Oh, yeah, GCRs too.
GCRs is back. And, yeah, they didn't play last season, but from the season before that, didn't they make it to the championship game or the game before the championship game? The A championship?
I don't know. I can't remember how they did this season before. No, they lost the fucking.
Oh, yeah.
They lost the.
I thought they were going to play you guys.
They lost the Performance Lab.
Yeah.
They lost the Performance
and
Lab.
And you guys went to the Elite, yeah.
Yeah,
and
but
they
were.
To the,
yeah, we went to the Elite and they went to. We went to the Elite Championship and they went to home.
Oh, and said Bach went to the GCRs too.
Who?
Bach. B-A-A-C-H.
I think that's Booch.
Oh, Booch.
Booch went to. Okay. All
right. Oh, whoever that is. Okay.
That was Scott's guy on, but he comes one game and doesn't show up for the rest of the fucking year. So who cares? That's seriously.
I know
cares?
Who you're talking about. Okay, let's leave it at that.
All right. So what we got next?
All
number
right.
seven.
So Usual Suspects. Then we got Sloth. We got GCRish. Braves. Sloth, GCRish, and Braves. They're the three I pick from next.
Wait, who's most hated? Oh, who's most hated?
I don't know. Isn't that the old Goonies team? The twins that the twins started? Oh, and is most hated the twins?
Oh, wait, where are we putting Ralph and the Mustangs?
No, well, they're a new team technically.
Yeah,
so.
Where are we putting Ralph and the Mustangs? The Mustangs.
They're gonna be down the bottom, but we'll get there. It's going to be...
Oh, we got to get there?
Yeah. We got the Spurs, GC Irish, and the Braves.
Who's better, Dalton or Jim? I say Jim.
Jim. Yeah,
okay. So I would go Braves.
Especially since Dalton hasn't really played.
Yeah, he took a year off.
Dalton, when they did play each other in a championship game, Dalton did beat Jim, but that was a different team.
That was years ago.
And that was a different team. All right, so then we got GC Irish or the Sloth.
Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. Put the Sloth at 7.
The Sloth ahead of the Braves?
Yeah. They made it to the A. They were competitive as fuck.
They had a great season.
They did.
They all showed up. They were, like, playing well together.
Put the Braves at 8 and put...
GC Irish at 9. All right. So then we got Bulldogs, Panthers, Prospects, Street Runners, Most Hated, Cliffsville, Mustangs. All right. So we got to put the Prospects.
Prospects
next.
Even though I don't know who their quarterback is.
Well, we still know who the rest of their team is, for the most part.
Do we drop the Panthers down to fucking 16 no matter what?
No.
Or Mustangs? Is that on route? Is that 0-16? Is that 0-20 record on Ralph or the Panthers? Because Ralph is on the
But it wasn't Ralph's Mustang. Fault because they were 0-16 with Brett, too.
No, well, they were 0 fucking...
They didn't win a game with Brett either, so you can't put it all on Ralph.
So who goes to 16? Or do you want to put one of those Goonie teams?
One of those new teams. It would have to be Cliffsville or Most Hated.
Or the Street Runners?
Or the Street Runners, because we don't know what any of them we're working with.
Okay. But wait. What about the Mustangs? We know what they're working with.
We know what they're working with, so they deserve a little respect.
And they're working with Ralph.
They're veterans. And Ralph's a veteran.
Ralph is a veteran, but Ralph hasn't won a game in 2 seasons.
Let's not forget, Ralph also
has... Or the Panthers. So I want to see week one. If any of the schedule makers, I want week one. I want the Panthers versus the Mustangs out the gate.
But you can't put
that. I want it out the gate. I want that out the gate. That has to be week one's kickoff special, game of the week, Ralph versus old team. They hung them out to dry. It was over for them.
They gave them the boot.
They gave them the pink slip, but Ralph is back in black on the Mustangs, ready to win.
He said, your services are no longer needed for the Panthers.
Ralph, we no longer need your services no more.
Crawford said, hit me back before I take my talents to Southeast and retire like Eric Whittle. He said, Crawford, we tried picking you up 2 months ago, LOL.
Yeah, we did.
Owen said every team looks different now.
Okay, so.
All right, so we got Cliff Still, who's apparently somebody from Steel City.
They started
their own team. We got Most Hated, who is part of the Goonies team.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't know who their quarterback is, but part of – oh, no, it's Spellman. They got to be
last. Is that Spellman?
They got to be last. I'm sorry, they
gotta
be
like. Is that Spellman?
Last time I saw Spellman, he threw 5 interceptions.
Coming on the old balls. Okay, so we got Most Hated last.
Yeah, Spellman's their quarterback.
If that's Spellman's team, we'll say that.
Yeah.
Okay, now where are we putting the Panthers?
All right, so guys.
Where are we putting the Mustangs?
Huh? All right. We still got Cliffsville and Street Runners. And I don't know which one either of them are going to do. So they're both going down.
Let's put Cliffsville under the Prospects right there at 11.
You think so?
Yeah, if they got mostly, you see, some...
Is that the word on the street?
Yeah.
Steel City?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll see.
And then the Street Runners are going to be number 15.
Oh! Wait, hold up.
We got to see what they're working with.
I might put the Mustangs or the Panthers there.
The man just said he scrimmaged GC Irish and didn't score.
Listen.
GC Irish and didn't score.
So what? Yeah, like GC Irish is a bunch of scrubs.
They got a good defense. But
they're a good team.
Nah, they are.
Yeah, let's put the Panthers at number 15.
You know what? The Panthers deserve to be down there until they get a win under their belt.
Yeah, they got to win something. at least the game.
No, because you can't blame it all on Ralph because they lost.
Not
they
just Ralph. It's also Brett's fault.
So just because they got a quarterback change doesn't mean they're going to win a game.
Exactly. So let's put them at 15.
They need to fix their defense.
Yeah.
Defense has been the worst defense for like the past 5 years.
Wow. A good 5 seasons. As long as you got fucking Frank at DB.
As your number one receiver.
Little ass Frank and shit.
Yeah.
But, all right, so what we got left? Who we got three? We got 12, 13, and 14. What we got?
This is always a rank most hated last, I think. We did. We put you last.
Spell it, my guy. Spell what I'm cooking. We got you last, dog. We got you. you got that.
As soon as we heard that you
were going to call up, bro.
527-6775.
Or come on StreamYard.
Click on the link in the chat. About to post again. Click on the link and come on.
Come up. I want to talk to you, man.
Turn your camera on or off, whatever.
You don't have to turn it on, but just come up. I want to holler at you, man. I want to see what y'all got on that team so we can move you out of that last spot. All right.
So we got Panthers number 15, most hated number 16. Are we putting the
Mustangs 14?
Are we putting the Mustangs ahead of the Street Vermins?
I don't know.
I think we got to put the Mustangs ahead of the Street Runners.
You think? Mm-hmm. Why?
I mean, they're a team of veterans.
Okay.
They
all
are
right.
A bunch of vets. All the Street Runners don't know the rules. They don't know the league. They don't know.
Oh, wait. We got the Bulldogs.
But the Bulldogs, they made it to the B. Like,
I know. So we got the
Bulldogs are 12.
So you got the Bulldogs. So you think the Bulldogs are better than the Mustangs?
Maybe. They just might be.
Okay. I ain't mad at you.
They did beat the Panthers last year.
Yeah.
This is not the Panthers, but.
And then we got number 14 who?
The Street Runners.
Street Runners. All right. So let's go. This is just the preseason.
Before anything,
just the word on the street type of, you know.
He said, yes, Stillman does think. No mercy.
Okay, we got Camden number 1, Rock Bottom 2. I'm sick of that.
And I don't even know if that's going to stay. That's just for that right now.
We got New Jersey Performance Lab at 3, Trauma Roofing at 4, Barely Washed at 5, Usual Suspects at 6, The Sloth at 7, The Braves at 8, GC Irish at 9, The Prospects at 10, Cliff Still at 11, Bulldogs at 12, Mustangs at 13, Street Runners at 14, the Panthers at 15, and most hated with Spellman leading the ship at number 16. So
he probably picked the name, too, because he picked the old balls, so he probably picked the most hated old balls. Most hated old balls.
Okay. So
that is our preseason ranking.
That's just the preseason prediction.
Else, that's just ours, where we think the teams are going to fall right now based off of who's on what team.
Who's the best, you know, from now.
Who got
for
added
now.
To here, who got added to there. Spellman said, Jim, you quit and didn't show up for a
play. Oh, wait, shut his mic off. Take that off the fucking screen.
Call back and the bottle's old.
Turn that off. There will be no... Brave slander
no bash
on here. Stop. Stay the madness.
So what I'm cooking. It's only Spellman bashing.
He said go crawl. What the fuck? Go crawl back in the. No. We won't be doing any of that. Okay? Okay?
Spellman
That's
bashing.
My quarterback. Okay? Spellman, come on up, man. Come holler at your boy.
All right. So for those of you who don't know or didn't get the email, there's a league meeting on Monday, March 7th at 6 p.m. at the Sports Outlet in Glendora, 703 Black Horse Pike in Glendora. So for all you team reps out there, you got to show up at the meeting.
Or if, just period.
Or you have to send somebody.
Every team should be represented.
Said Jim wins games. Simple.
Thank you. Simple as that.
Pick.
But back to the meeting. Every team should be represented at
by
the
somebody.
Meeting
yeah.
by somebody.
You should have a representative.
At least one representative. You know, this is how we can get our grievances and our problems and issues and
yeah.
things that we want to fix, make the league better. Please
what
show
you
up.
Like, what you don't like, yeah. what you think they should change. Yeah.
That's
this is the time to get it out in the open.
Yeah. So everybody, please show up to the meeting. That you know, don't cry about it in the middle of the season when you didn't come to the meeting.
Yeah. So we're actually having a meeting now, finally. So
we haven't had a meeting in a couple seasons. So come to the meeting, please.
A lot of people had some things that they kept saying they wanted to bring up at the meeting. So
yeah, well, this is our chance. So show up to the meeting. It's say it again, Kim.
It's Monday, March 7th. Monday, March 7th at 6 p.m. at the Sports Outlet in Glendora. Address is 703 Black Horse Pike in Glendora. Monday, March 7th at 6 p.m. Need a representative. One person from every team to at least show up.
At least. At least.
Oh, said, I hope we play most hated. And Jim said, and I don't drink Jack either. So, we found out that Egan is back, but did anybody find out where Johnny Ebert is? Where is Johnny Ebert?
Have you seen him?
Is Johnny Ebert playing?
Tell me, have you seen him?
Has he pulled a magic? Who is it that went to baseball?
Michael Jordan.
Well, Michael, yeah. Did he pull Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan.
Did he pull Michael Jordan and he's now playing baseball?
Or he pulled a Deion Sanders.
Yes, yeah, he's now playing baseball. Where is Johnny Ebert?
Ebert's probably playing kickball.
Yeah. He's playing pickleball.
Yeah, that's why he's
playing. Playing turd toss.
He's probably playing pickleball.
Cornhole.
All right, we got a caller. We're going to put him through.
He's a professional cornhole player now.
Oh, I said I heard he was looking to play on any team at this point, but I don't know if that's true. Oh.
What?
Johnny Ebert's had offers.
What? Yo, don't make me curse Ebert out, dude.
All right, let's go. Is that what I'm cooking?
Yo, what's up? Welcome
yo, Jim.
Yo, what's up, dog?
Jim don't drink Jack, but he drinks any day in it and why. Anyway.
Oh, you had to get that shot off. You had to get that shot off, huh, Charlie?
Yo, I'm not. I got to, you know, put on a team.
Mm-hmm.
Good to be back. Good squad. The Twins. I didn't make the team name. I didn't make the jerseys. We were just at Sports Outlet. So, yeah.
Okay. So you're playing with the other half of the Goonies.
Everybody but Cam, I guess.
I don't know. I don't know who. Like, I went out there and watched them play the one time. They had talent. So, it's the Twins. They got some big tall kid from Deptford. I just met him all this. Was that?
Yeah,
Saturday,
they won the
so.
Championship last year. They did pretty good. I mean, they have some talent.
Yeah, I know. I know who they all are. We went out there. We ran, you know, just ran around and yeah, good group of guys, man.
Okay. So are you happy to be? I'm sure you're happy to be back, man.
My son is.
Are you gonna stick with it? Are you gonna stick with it through the whole season?
Yeah, I hurt my elbow, man. It's like, that whole thing. It has nothing to do with anything.
Really?
So that's going out there. I'm good. Really, 100%.
You sure?
Yeah. Listen, make sure we play you.
You guys want to play us?
Make sure we play you one game so when you're videotaping the sideline, not in the field. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. All right. Hey,
anyone can talk if they don't get in the field, you know what I'm saying?
Don't get it twisted, dog. I get jiggy with it, buddy.
No, I know. You see me out there. Like, I brought my son. I know. My son came out, and he likes to go and watch Ralph and Kyrie and all them playing. And they got me back, and he was like, Dad, you going to do it? I was like, all right, man. I'll go out. So,
you know,
there you go. I'm back.
Good.
And here's the thing. Here's my thing. Everyone says I stink. Yep, I stink. We'll see.
No one says you stink, bro.
No. I'm just putting it out there right now. You rank me late, and I told you to. You'll see. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
And by the way, the Panthers haven't won a championship since I quarterbacked for them. So I'll put
you know
that out there. I don't think they won a game since I quarterbacked for them.
We should switch the Panthers and you guys.
Yo, Spellman might be fucking right. I remember when I first came into this league, he was the quarterback for the fucking Panthers, and they were good.
Can we switch the Panthers to Most Hated?
And Byron's quarterback for him.
Yeah, Byron's the quarterback, allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah, he's a legend in the flag league. You know what I mean? No, I'm not gonna talk. That was my number of receiver when I played with him. But yeah, he's played flag football.
But how is he at throwing the ball? Is he good?
He's got an arm.
Okay.
But in the flag league, he runs around a lot. You know what I mean? He can't run around.
Throw more than 30 yards.
Byron's my guy, man. I'm not gonna talk Byron. You know what I mean? Byron's a good receiver, quarterback, whatever. So just sucked to watch the Panthers, you know, like disintegrate. That's all. And it wasn't because of Ralph. Ralph had to get, you know, everyone knows. You know what I mean?
It was Diz that ran that team into the ground.
It wasn't because of Ralph. Because they didn't want to get...
I love Diz, man.
Me too.
It's like you can't be LeBron, you know. You got to be LeBron James sometimes and take, like, new players in instead of just sticking with the old ones. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. He's content with having a family affair instead of getting better.
Yeah.
He's cool with just playing with
he's
people.
Just, nah, yeah, he, you
no,
know.
He hasn't added a new player in three seasons.
I love this. And he just, you
I'm
know what?
Trying
he
to
likes
win
going out.
When you add Frank. As your, and when Frank's your, when Frank's leading your team in touchdowns, like
and
with two, he has two touchdowns the whole fucking season. How are you gonna win when Kyrie's the only guy?
He had more touchdowns than they had wins. So you know what I mean. You just put it. I love all the dudes. I like some of the dudes on the team, but you know, it is what it is.
Saying,
I'm coming back. Whatever. I'm playing. I'm quarterbacking. So I know a lot of people in this league. You know, I love it.
Have you been practicing?
I just told you we had our first practice Saturday. We're not doing scrimmages.
Okay.
We had a practice.
Okay, my bad.
We had the dudes out there. We had the guys out there. I met the team. I'll tell you a funny story real quick. So I'm sitting there. My son came, and I'm warming up with him left-handed. Right? And just like throwing out whatever. This one dude pulled up in the car. He won't get out of the car. So when everyone started right handed, then the dude got out of the car. He's like, wait, what? So I'm trying to, you know, they're going to break the ice with these kids, man. But no, they're young. They're fast. We got fast kids. We got kids that can run routes. I mean, from what I saw, I mean, they're, you know,
do you have
good group kids.
Do you have the arm strength to reach the ball to stretch the field? Or did that old Newman
come out and watch?
You know
never
what?
Had it. Yo, I never had a noodle, brother. I'm Brett Favre.
The league was definitely missing your energy last season because there's not many.
I know. Yeah.
You can take the criticism. You can take the jokes.
Yeah,
and stuff
it's
like
just
that.
Everyone wants to come at me, bring it. You know, don't sing it, bring it. That's what I'm here for. You know, it's all for fun. Fasola. We did Saturday, I think it was like 2:30. Just get out there. We're going to do another practice to get the guys, you know, the more guys come out that didn't show up that day. We had, you know, some dude showed up in a 84 Lumber. He works for 84 Lumber. He showed up like near the end of practice in his work outfit. And I was like, that's respect, bro. He plays defense.
Sir.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
yeah. So I was like, yo. We're gonna do one more practice, and then we're gonna we're gonna go out there. I guess that Sunday before the league starts and do a scrimmage with whoever's there. So I told them, and they all agree.
Okay.
So we're at Sports Outlet. We're at Sports Outlet Saturday, picking out our jerseys, which I didn't design. I didn't pick the team name and none of
that. What's your team colors?
I have no idea. I let them do it. I don't know. I think we're blue.
You know what
color
you got in our dude. Stop.
Blue and black. I let them go. I just got them. You know what I mean? I said, Ralph
you
here.
Got, you
Frank
got
here.
Last,
go.
You don't got the last name on the back of the jersey?
Yeah, I think they're going to put the last names. They wanted to get these the hoods with the short sleeves, but they won't be in it. So we're just going to do, you know.
Mm.
But yeah, we're going to have our names. So I'm gonna get Stank on the back of mine. I might get Tim Francis Stank on the back. Because we gotta keep that going, man. It's all love. So.
Oh man, you might get Tim Francis.
Fun. Like I said, you see me out there. Like I brought my son out. Like you know, we went and watched those games, and he just kept saying like, "Dad, he's coming back, come back." I'm like, "Ah," and then you know. Kudos to who put my name out, got me on the team. So, you know, I don't shy away from shit talking, and I'm here. Always be here. You know what I mean?
I hope you finish the season.
Don't
get discouraged. Like I trashed you. I trashed you that first game of the season against Camden. But you guys were playing Camden, and I trashed you and. And everybody just kind of like turned on you, and I regret doing that.
They wouldn't turn on me. If you watch like during that game, I threw the ball left-handed to one of my receivers and said throw the ball down the field because I couldn't throw. My will gave out.
Because we trashed you so much that it kind of like discouraged you from playing quarterback.
Yeah, and then you were the center,
no,
and I'm like,
no,
I don't
no.
Want
listen,
it.
You
no
told
more.
You to put us last. I said, put
That's
us last,
like,
I think.
Oh,
put
I
us last. Like, listen, every weekend, just keep, you know, Spellman. I hear Spellman, let's go. Oh, by the way, I saw Dirty Mark. I saw Dirty Mark.
Where?
My son wrestles. It was his first year wrestling. It was his first year wrestling. He just turned 7. He was 6'7". Yo, he finished 15-0. It was at a tournament. He won the tournament, but we saw Mark, you know, his son's little wrestling, so. Mark gave me love, but here, yo, he might be resting.
My bad.
He might
Go
be
ahead.
Resting. He might be resting. I'm just going to put that out there.
Mark might be resting?
He was trying to rest.
Mark might be resting.
I think he did want to ref last season. But.
Oh, my God. Dirty Mark is a fucking ref?
But
GC Irish still playing in the league?
Yo, like you said, it's not guaranteed. It's not whatever, you know. But, yo, me and Mark took hands, loved it up. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't see that.
The dirtiest player in the league is now becoming a ref.
He was a hell of a coach,
though. And we said, no, but here's the best part. No one's going to talk shit to him because he's the best shit talker in the league. But here's the thing. He might want to try and fight people. Too, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, he's definitely a good coach. We watched his team win the championship. His little Pee-wee team win the championship.
Yeah.
He's definitely a good coach.
Yeah, we've seen Gloucester win the championship.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Mark's a good dude, man. It's all, you know how it is, dude. It's just
off
the show.
No, he's
so.
Another one. He can take
shit
talking.
Yeah.
But he'll always be Dirty Mark.
Yeah. Some people can take it, some people can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why I called in. You said call in, and I'm calling in, and I'm here. I'm
Thank
the quarterback
you. I appreciate
and most, you know, most hate it. And you'll say, I'll say sit back and enjoy it. Enjoy the ride.
Enjoy that 0-11 season.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you can enjoy these nuts after we beat the Braves, all right? So, all right, man. It was nice talking to you guys. I gotta go.
All right, man.
I'll see you
guys. All right.
See you.
Yep. Love the show. See you.
Thank you. Stupid. Enjoy these nuts after we beat the Braves. That ain't going to happen, Spellman. We all know that ain't going to happen, Spellman.
You were supposed to play that in the first game of the season, and then the schedule got switched, and they got taken off your schedule and never played them again.
If Spellman's the quarterback, it's not going to happen.
Well,
no diss, just not going to happen.
Diss at all. Goonies with Cam.
Mm-hmm. They thought they were going to beat us, too.
Cam might be a little better than Spellman.
Oh, shit. Yo, you said Cam's better than Spellman?
Cam looks better than Spellman.
That's the word? Allegedly.
He's, I think he's still open. Somebody's looking for a quarterback.
K-Sizzle, man.
K-Sizzle
is still... Oh, so is Scott. Well, hold on. I'm just putting
Ravager
it out there.
Slash usual suspect slash Scott.
Scott's looking for a job. K-Sizzle's looking for a starting job. They took his job and gave it to fucking Spellman.
That's Cam.
No, Cam's on the fucking Panthers.
Because Cam was the one that was talking to K-Sizzle about coming to the Goonies.
Yeah,
Cam,
and then he just dropped his team. He just ran off his team and fucking gave it fucking to the Twins. It was like, I can't do this anymore.
Allegedly.
Yo, fucking, come up here real quick, bro. Hop on real quick before we get off. Talk some shit, man.
Is Cam better than Spellman?
I don't know. Come up here, man. Come on up here, man.
Call the number.
Hit the chat. Or call the number.
6775. Better if you come on.
Talk some shit real quick.
He keeps saying he wants to see your jerseys.
I'll send it to you.
I got to get it together this week anyway. Names, numbers, sizes.
Yeah. Wednesday, actually. I'm going to do it.
There he is.
Yo. Owen!
Yo.
What's up, man? Is Spellman better than Cam?
Big noise Spellman. I can't play quarterback. When I played him, he was a blocker. When I was throwing him around, he said he had one arm left. I
get it.
Five sacks against the whole ball, and he had like six picks. That was like our first one.
That was. I remember watching that game. I remember watching that game.
We were about to fool up. When we play that, throwing Spellman one hand twice back to four.
Spellman threw like seven pick six.
Spellman was a blocker.
Oh, you know what? It was the other kid. I never seen that kid play quarterback that day or ever again.
Spellman tried to block me. That was bad. Oh, it was Crowley. Crowley was the quarterback. Our high school old coach. He's been coached for high school. So our team was talking crazy. So I know Spellman not like me, but sorry. I can't, man. I was afraid that I don't know who the hell they have. I just don't see playing.
Ain't that your old posse? Ain't that your old stopping team? Your old stopping ground?
I mean, I'm still cool with everybody there. I find it funny how like Sam or something like got some beef, but they don't got beef. I'm like, yo, at the end of the day, we've been friends since we was like elementary almost. And now y'all going to get mad at each other over football? That's crazy.
I mean,
I don't know. You think that's just, I don't know.
So this is what must have happened. So when Cam was running the team, he had K-Sizzle. And then the Twins took over and added Spellman and gave K-Sizzle the boot.
All right, so.
That's what it's looking like.
This how it was. First season, start with Cam, start back. Second season, they start with Cam, then they switch to Brian, and they go back to Cam. And then halfway through that season, they're like, oh, they're gonna get K-Sizzle next season. And they all start arguing. They all said it's not even fun no more, and they were already fighting every other week. And then Cam said he doesn't want to play quarterback, but I don't know. But they didn't want Cameron to play quarterback. So now Cam's going to the Panthers. And I don't know what positions are over there, because apparently they have like 20 people.
What I hear, people, they just keep recruiting more and more people.
Yeah, I mean, Cameron keeps telling me every day to come play for them. And then when I was up there playing, me and Kyrie were rushing, and they're like, oh, yeah, this would be a good rush on the Panthers. So I'm like, yo, get out of here. I know what it's like to be rushing, not win games. I'm not doing it again.
So what point did K-Sizzle lose his spot? He was supposed to be the quarterback for the Goonies.
I guess when Cam left.
So when Cam...
This is what happened. So you told me about K-Sizzle. Like, oh, K-Sizzle might want to play for that.
I told your brother about K-Sizzle.
At the end of the last season.
Yeah.
So then they're like, oh, maybe, I don't know. So it was never, like, confirmed. Then, again, like I said...
Then you hit me up for his number. I gave you his number.
That's what I'm saying. But then it got nobody knew if the team, if the Twins are joining a team, starting a team. Like I said, I haven't.
So wait. Hold up. Pause. Time. If the Twins leave, that means everybody else leaves too?
Right.
No, so first off, you must forget how these guys operate.
I don't know. I'm not on that team.
They all come together. They all friends.
Bro, no. New breed, we all went in there. All boys, there's a few years. Issue is.
Oh, yeah,
it is
like the fourth time they split up.
Everybody's arguing in these breeds at the net. So at the end of that year, talked to Ease, everyone talked, and then we're like, okay, Scott's going to come play quarterback, this and that. And then all of a sudden, he's like, yo, South Carolina quarterback will bring money over and a couple other guys. That's all he said. He never gets details when he's picking people up.
Yeah.
He's never, unless he knows for 100% fact. So we go out there and practice, he never says that.
Oh, is it? So we set up the sale from the RIT. LOL.
Hold on.
Set up the sale from the RIT.
Hold on. Keep going, bro. So how did this happen? How did this debacle happen?
This after the first season, all of a sudden, people are like, oh, no. So then, I said, look, Q and Hayes are people that put us on the league. I'm sticking with Q and Hayes. Whoever wants to come, they can come. So they also had their offers, except for a couple people. But y'all don't know them from the end, right?
Uh-huh.
So then, nobody wants to play. Apparently, now Q was the problem. So they put all the blame on Q. Everyone, like, made their own stuff up in their head, and now Q's the problem. Okay, whatever. I go play with Q, and he's the suspect. We start off winning, and then all of a sudden, Scott's my quarterback, and you see how that works.
Yeah.
I mean, we still made it to eight playoffs, so better than we ever did on Blue Breeze, but when that happens, and then now Cam's quarterback for them, and now halfway through the league, halfway through the season, they're not winning again, people need to point the blame at somebody again, get him off the team. That guy moves to the Panthers, and then but Cam went with Brock and Kate, so they were like a package deal. So originally, they were asked to go to the usual suspects when I was still thinking I was playing over there.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. They were hitting up Q, and Q was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to talk to him. Just kept pushing off. So they're like, after, like, let's secure a spot, I guess. I went to the Panthers. So they went to Panthers now. I guess they got some type of bad blood, but they're not, like, you know, that issues. I don't know. So then they kind of, like, we all just were like, okay, so we don't know if the Twins were starting a team or if they were
Wait.
After we were in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Matt started talking to the Twins, so I was like, maybe he offered them. So if they got offered a spot to Steel City and they ended up taking it, play with Matt, and now they're doing having Melman that quarterback instead. Yeah.
They have the same problem. They win in the beginning of the season, and as soon as they start losing, they start fighting with each other, and the team starts falling apart.
Hold on. My problem is, at what point did Cam lose control of the team where he couldn't add?
Team.
I thought it was his team, and I thought he was adding Crawford and Kay Sizzle as a package deal. And then all of a sudden, I hear Cam's playing for the fucking Panthers.
He got kicked off. He lost.
Like man, so, did Cam get kicked off of his own team?
Won't be the first time.
So this is partly why they act all aggressive. Because apparently everyone's like, oh, well, Q says it's his team, which ideally, like, really, Q hit us up. It was like, yo, there's a league, y'all want to play with
Q's
us.
Q's on another team now.
Isn't Q on Usual Suspects?
Yeah, but originally, New Breed, I'm saying, then they kicked Q. And this one, they said they didn't want to play with Q.
They kicked Q off the team.
So who pays the league fee?
So basically, he was like, look, I'm bringing Scott. Like, we're bringing Scott. He's bringing Scott. Do you guys want to play with us or not? And people, oh, no. Like, apparently he saying it's his team with the Nets. So, no. And then, so when the Groovy started, apparently it was nobody's team. It's everybody's team.
Whatever.
All right.
That's why when they won money, they were going to split it. $120, and you're like, you guys are gonna split $120 10 ways? Like what?
Yeah.
How are you gonna split it?
So they said whatever. So then they start losing games, counters the quarterback, and all of them, bro. Everyone has a smart mouth on that team, bro. And the thing is, when you're boys, you have a longer leash. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You talk more shit to each other than if you're talking to a random person.
Yeah.
So,
but check it. You guys, yo, it seems like you guys are like the fucking, that team was like the Green Bay Packers, owned by the fucking, the town. So, like, somebody has to be in control.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. How does Cam invite?
Everybody wants to be in control.
But that's the thing. Problem. If you don't have your ref fees, like, who are they going to?
Who pays
everybody
it?
Everybody had the ref fees.
Okay, but, all right, check it. So, listen. How does Owen invite K-Sizzle to be the quarterback and then just leaves if it's not his team?
So that's what I'm saying. So
and then leave the poor man hanging.
Now K-Sizzle's in the unemployment line and
Crawford
fucking
too,
and fucking Owen's on the Panthers.
He played back up to Frank.
We're all gonna take a bullet for you.
Owen's back up to Frank. Owen's back
Cam,
up to Frank.
You mean Cam?
Cam's back up to Frank.
Cam's
Frank. Kim just said that. Cam's back up to Frank on the Panthers. He went from starting quarterback to backup to Frank.
So, you know Brock, right?
Yeah.
Like I said, me and Brock always, we've always been wide receivers.
Wait, Paul, time. Where's Brock going?
Panthers.
Panthers as well.
Yeah, so Brock, Cade, and Cam all went to Panthers. So, and that's the
Panthers.
Right?
Yeah.
Every time I go out there every week and scrimmage with them, they basically ask me to go to the Panthers or ask all of us to join the team together.
So, trying to pull like a Camden thing. Like,
yeah, recruit everybody they see.
Yeah.
So what's crazy is Brock. So me and Brock were the number one receivers when we played together. And then when I left, Brock has big plays, he has drops too, so that's the only thing.
I know, but Brock be making plays, bro.
That's the thing, he either makes play or he drops the
Yeah.
Brock still the wide receiver.
He is.
So, but apparently Brock's not playing wide receiver for them. He's playing a rusher and Cameron's playing wide receiver apparently.
Cameron's Diggs back up then.
Apparently Brock is back up.
Oh my God!
He's back up for Cam, and Cam is back up for Big.
Yeah, listen,
he's Big's back up then.
Back up.
I love this dog, but like, I don't know what the fuck he's doing over there, man.
I think he's just trying to add players.
Yeah, you can add players, but come on, man, you got to play the best available players.
Yeah. You have to have a. You can't just like, hey, I'm gonna put you here, but you're not good at this position. Like,
yeah,
but you're gonna.
Brock's better. Brock's better than Cam. I'm sorry. He is, but Cam's got the starting spot.
Yeah.
And that's the thing.
That's stupid.
The thing is, too, is Brock at rusher. The problem with Brock at rusher is, like, you have to send Brock. Like, Brock's not a coverage guy. Like, you have to.
Oh, he's
got to
be the free rusher.
Yeah, he has to.
He don't have to think or cover.
Yeah. He's got to interact with anybody. He don't know what to do.
Yeah,
I've seen somebody else.
Sounds like Jose. That sounds very Jose-ish.
Yeah, I don't want to say his name.
That's the thing. So originally when I was up there, it was me and the guy, Josh. I don't know if you guys know Josh by his name. But Rizuni, the new breed, he was a small, fast guy who was blitzing a lot.
No, maybe if I've seen him.
You definitely would know. He was rushing with me when I was a new breed. And he rushed Rizuni last year. Small, kind of stocky, but me and him were rushing, and that was the thing with him, too. He wasn't really a coverage guy, so I had to send him on blitzes, too, at the end of the season.
We should bring more teams in.
Wait.
They started as the New Breed and broke up, then they went to the Goonies and broke up, and now they're most hated, and then they're going to break up.
But, yeah, they're going to break up after this. But my biggest thing is we got too many fucking veteran players out there sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I offered Crawford a job, but, you know, he waited too long. But hold up. What's his name? Center, with the hands. Kirby. Kirby said Kirby got signed.
Kirby said he's retired. I heard.
Come on, man. He's only retired
because nobody picked him up.
Come on, man. Kirby don't need to retire.
I think Ralph said it best. You don't retire from this league. You just nobody takes you.
Yeah, but we don't need guys like that. We don't need guys like that fucking not playing, dude. Guys that love the league. Like
Dirty Mark.
Why
are he out for a season? Now he's resting.
But we don't need. Like, why are teams folding? I don't understand it.
Well, listen, what I'm saying.
When there's plenty of players to add.
Well, listen, FCW had problems last year, too. They split. That's why they're not a team anymore.
I know. They used to fight a lot,
yeah,
too.
And part of it was apparently, like, people didn't like how Kirby, they started putting Kirby as slot receiver instead of blocker.
Oh, yeah, I saw that at the end of the game. Why not play receiver?
Yeah, but Kirby has hands, but he's not a receiver. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he has, that's what I'm saying, he has.
He's a solid center, but he can't snap the ball. He has no arm.
Is that what it is?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Because I mean, he's not slow either.
He's not slow. He can get up for a bigger guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he can't snap the ball. Dude, he fucking can't throw the ball.
Oh, but that won't be more special to him, though.
Yeah, but he deserves better than that,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I mean, he's a veteran.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
He deserves better than that.
My thing is,
plus, there's other good players on that team, too.
I know. I'm, like, I'm so new to it to a point, too. But my whole thing is, like, dude, like, I don't know. All the new people just are, like, ruining it for the Fets. I feel like they're just, like, throwing, like, their name under the bus and making them sound bad. Like Scott did not do a 30 last year. I'm not going to go into details. Scott didn't do a 30. I mean, Scott missed one game, and after that.
Tell the story. Go ahead.
Yeah, because we're on the street.
No, but you know the view on Scott. But go ahead. Tell the story. Give your perception of what happened with Scott.
You run a team. You played with them.
Hold on. Let's tell the story.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The story changed multiple times.
Tell us the true story from your perspective.
I forget who we were playing. Performance Lab or something. It was one of our. You know, we were going against really good. At the time, we only had like one loss or something. So then Scott didn't show up, and then people felt some type of way because it was a bigger game. I was like, all right, well, if he's not showing up, let's let him know not to show up no more if he can't make the big games.
Oh.
So then later on, apparently it got patched up. People talked to Scott. Yeah, Scott was good. And I figured both sides of the party were good, and then there was really no reason for the breakup. But then again, there was more internal issues, and then NFL Scott never come again. So, I'm not going to go too much detail, but I don't know. Scott was willing to play. That's all I'm going to say. Scott didn't quit. Scott would have played.
All right. I'll tell you what hold up. Let me tell you. Let me give you my version of what I know from.
I know. So I'll go into it
because I think Scott deserves another shot to come in and play.
Scott did not quit on us.
He's a good quarterback. He is a good quarterback.
Yeah, you can win games with Scott.
Yeah, you can definitely win.
But check it. I know the perception is that he did quit on the Ravagers.
Yeah.
He did quit on the Ravagers.
They had their problems.
They had their issues, whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
The usual suspects. I don't know what he did at the mid-season or whenever he missed it. But I know this. I talked to him personally, and he said that he was more than happy to come back.
They're playing Camden.
If they wanted him. And I'm like, yo, most of the team wants you. I set it all up. And then whatever happened after that. And then I don't know what happened after that. Actually, I do know what happened after that.
But I'm not putting it out there.
But I put it out there like, yo, he was down to come back. And then, you got to do this. It was conflict of interest.
Yeah, conflict of interest.
Conflict of interest, and, you know, the people that ran that team wasn't feeling what he was doing and wanted to change a little something. He didn't want to do what they wanted him to do, and it just didn't – it wasn't a good fit.
I don't know. They tried to patch it up earlier. I don't know if they felt like it was too far gone at that point.
Because it's hard to have a quarterback and then tell them, like, they can't run their own offense.
Yeah, you can't do that.
That's not going to work in this league.
My thing is, it's also hard because the thing about when you have that many guys playing together who never spoke to each other before and y'all all got to blend personalities, everyone thinks they're number one at the same time, but and they're all telling the quarterback they're number one, and the quarterback just met that 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The thing is, like, usual suspects, I know it's not confirmed, but if it gets confirmed that Matt's going there, that's big for them. I mean, I think they can be really good.
Yeah.
I just play there, and I'm cool with everyone on there. I mean, I got no issues. Like I said, I was just talking to Ains the other day. We both sides to do good. You want me to do good, I want them to do good.
Yeah. You left on good terms,
yeah.
You could go back if you ever needed to.
Yeah.
So, but that's my thing. I mean, if Matt goes there, the only thing is I don't know how many of the guys are returning from last year. Because I know people got tired of playing without a quarterback, but I don't know.
Well, you know, he's always got money and Val.
You guys started out hot, though. You got what's this guy?
Spellman said, Jeff C., Spellman name just starts mayhem. Joe's talking about the 16th ranked team. I'm back.
Yeah, you hear this guy? We're talking about everybody, Spellman.
We're not talking about you anymore.
We're talking about everybody, Spellman.
We're talking about a real quarterback now.
I mean, Scott. Well, I mean, I
you
hope
can
we get
with Scott. You
I would like to see
win.
Scott. Like you guys started out good with Scott.
He definitely had a chance to win.
And then, but I knew that it would be issues because Scott doesn't want anybody to say anything to him.
No, yeah.
I feel like
it's not his fault. It's never his fault.
Look, going from that, like I said, that season, from the time we played with Scott, I don't put Scott under anything that everyone else put him under. I had Scott had his issue every now and then during a game where he might throw a pick or two, bad throws. People got on him, and Scott took it. I don't know if he's always been like that. So when I played there, when we played with him, he messed up. Some people say something to him, but overall, he took it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was never too good to take criticism. I mean, he might sit there and kind of, you know, he'll be like, well, I've seen this and maybe do this. But dude, he'll throw a pick sometimes, but like, that's my bad.
But every quarterback has a big game every now and then. It's okay. But
everyone makes mistakes.
Yeah. Like
it's a part of the game. But owning your mistakes is the problem that Scott, when he was on my team, it was his problem. He couldn't own mistakes. And
every now and then there's a throw.
And we had a fucking awesome team. We had an awesome team. And he took us far. So Scott did very well for us.
He didn't quit on you. He just didn't come back.
No, he didn't. No, he just didn't come back.
Yeah,
he just didn't come back and then pointed the finger.
He finished out the season. He just didn't come back.
And then he was like, went to the Ravengers and was like, I'm not playing with Jeff. I'm not playing with Jeff and the rest of those fucking guys. Yeah. That's how we beat his ass every time we see him. Every time.
He was like, where everyone was like, yo, like, what the hell? And then he was kind of like, iffy about it was, when I released him in the center and I had like a wide open touchdown, he just overthrew it. And he just said my support at first, but then later on he's like, oh, well, like, maybe if you did this, and like, I know he's in it. I'm like, no, Scott, what the fuck was that? Like,
maybe if you would have ran a little faster.
Yeah. Yo, man, you were supposed to do this. Like, okay.
You were smoking off the line.
Yo, man, you were supposed to do this. Like, no, you were supposed to throw it to me.
Well, he's not a quarterback.
Right, you couldn't really blame him for that, yeah.
Yeah, you can blame him for it. Yeah, but money has to go back to receiver. So if they have fucking Matt
and
those
money
guys and money
and
all those other guys that they had on Steel City, they're gonna be serious, bro.
And we already know money and Steel City already like
had a
money
connection.
And Matt already have a connection.
It's obvious money's nothing without Matt.
Basically, that was their team there for a while. Money and Matt.
Money ain't the same without Matt.
Matt was a pro bowler. Yeah, he did.
Matt was a pro bowler this
Actually,
season.
We thought he dropped a dead weight by getting rid of money.
Well, don't just say we. I didn't think that. Stop it.
Oh, I did, because he had such an awesome season. I'm like, man, it must have been money holding back. He finally got rid of that dead weight. Look at him. He's a superstar out there. Put up 50 points a game.
Nah.
Watch, you're going to go putting up 20 points this year.
Out of the quarterbacks I played against, I feel like Matt is the most quarterback I've seen.
Complete?
Yeah, out of the ones I've played against.
What do you mean by complete?
Because Matt...
Do it all.
Yeah, if you sit there and watch Matt last year...
He was awesome.
Like, who was their number one receiver? Like, you don't even...
He don't have one.
No.
Exactly.
You don't have one.
That was the difference between last season and every other season. Every other season, it was
Money was the number one receiver. But he spread the ball around to everybody.
Yeah.
And it paid off.
Yeah.
But in the playoffs, the his receivers let him down. Mm-hmm. And then he let them out down at the end. So they let him down for most of the game, and then he let them down at the end. So they dropped too many passes, and then he threw that fucking back-breaking interception that you just can't do. But
that's the thing, though. That's the thing. Those two players dropped 40 points, and I can't even tell you who caught any of the touchdowns.
True.
Because it's just everywhere. That's what I'm saying.
True.
Dude, Matt, I don't know.
Matt was an all-star last season. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's the thing. Even Russell, he's like, every time, dude, he'll give it up the last second. I literally got hands on the ball before he still gets the pass through. Like, that's what me and him were dying last week, dude. Like, three throws in a row, got a hand on every time he's still going to throw off.
But you know who you can sack easy? Spellman. Yeah, you know who's gonna throw mad picks? Spellman.
Yeah,
and Ralph. And Ralph too.
Stop, leave Ralph out of this.
Hey, Ralph said I was too nice, so I'm gonna start
talking about him?
I'm gonna start talking about everybody.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Spellman said the last 30 minutes of the show talking about as you ranked 16th ranked team. Let this sink in. All-Star Touch Football League. Woohoo!
Spellman, I love you, man.
He's trying to come out of the league. He's going to pay the same money as all of us.
Yeah. Watch. He's like, watch. Put us number 16 and watch what happens. What, you're going to stay number 16? You're still going to be number 16 at the end of the season?
Yeah.
I have no clue who's on this
still. Me either.
I heard it's somebody from Steel City. I don't know.
I heard some Steel City guys, so we'll see.
That's the thing. Steel City is so solid. Like, I really can't, like...
And they all split up. There's, like, three different teams now.
I can't believe they split up.
What I think of is the brothers and Matt. Like, I don't really know.
Oh, you know, Thing 1 and Thing 2.
Yeah. And then Pat Barr.
Thing 1 and Thing 2 are going to go with Matt.
All right, before we get... I'm about to get up off here, but, keep it real. Hold up. Let's share the screen real quick so you can see it. Pull up that scrimmage real quick. And I'm not dissing. I'm not doing none of that. I just want you to be honest here. What did you
Don't go hating on him. Poor team.
What? No. I want him to be honest. That's it. Like I want Ryan to succeed. Not that. The scrimmage.
Do they need to work on?
Just gonna start from the beginning and don't just leave the volume off. Yeah. All right. Can you see the screen?
Not yet.
He seems like a cool dude. Now.
Who, Cam?
Now, who's the better quarterback out of them two? Who's the better quarterback out of them two?
They look like brothers.
Mike and Cam. I do the Mike.
Okay. Now,
it's just Cam can't catch.
Do you honestly think? Ew, who's that little guy right there? Who's that guy? Who's that guy with the white sleeve on?
One
sleeve. Said a stud. Do you honestly think that the Street Runners are going to win with this guy, Mike?
Now they think they're elite. They think they're...
All right, listen, I'll tell you right now. So
keep it real.
The Street Runners look like a new team.
Yeah.
Exactly what you would expect from a new
team. Uh-huh.
And they remind me so much of the exact comments. Came in there thinking we were going to compete, we were going to be good. And I was expecting them to be more, like, if anything, more humble for the fact that they had a guy from Steel City running it. So I'm thinking they're going to be humble. He was going to, like, let them know how it really is. I think he's that humble failure. He has them, like, thinking they're going to walk in there.
No,
You ain't lying, dog. I think you're absolutely right. I don't think Ryan is letting them know what it is.
He said they don't know the rules.
Yeah.
They don't know how to play.
I explain the rules to them out there when we're playing against them. They're motioning guys off the line of scrimmage, and I'm like, yo, I can flip over it if you do that. Like, no.
Yeah.
And they did it like three times. I'm like, yo, I'm trying to tell y'all, like, I can just go hit your quarterback a free shot if you do that. And they're like, oh, so we got to be on the line. I'm like, yeah. So, and I'm like, I'm thinking, like, dude, don't chill. Y'all are ran by who's been in this league. Like,
yeah. Owen, yo, I'm applauding you, dog. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I don't think Ryan is telling them what it's going to be.
Maybe he doesn't.
I would want them going in there. I would tell them, like, yo. Like,
did you just see that? Hold on. Pause that, Kim. Pause that play. Rewind it just a little bit. Just for a little bit. Look how long he had to throw the ball, right? Look how long he had to throw the ball. Play it. Can you see it? Watch this play, dog. Watch this play. Watch this play.
1,000, 2,000, 3,000, go.
They're just bullshitting, dog.
Yeah.
He's not gonna have that much time.
Yeah, this.
No. You know what's crazy? You see how much time he has, right?
Yeah, and he, yeah.
Ready? Listen. That's their rusher.
The boy with the bow in the hat.
That's their rusher.
And
look at the block.
But he didn't come hard. He got to come hard.
Exactly.
You're not helping him.
I mean,
you're not helping him by coming in soft.
They're playing. This is just scrimmage. They might just be.
But you got, if you're going to be, why scrimmage if you're not going to go out there at game speed?
Give it
your all.
Flip. That's
their game speed. Oh, no. That's him. That's their rush right there.
Yeah.
Rusher's their center. He's a big boy. That's what I'm trying to explain. So, at rusher, you want speed.
Yeah,
you're not playing defensive tackle out here trying to make tackles on one of that.
Yeah,
like so, I don't know, like man, you can watch it. Even that blocking, I was literally just took one step to the outside, step to the inside, and pushed him away with one arm every time.
You can't,
so
yo.
Had, like, three stacks on each other every time.
Bro, their game speed, you got to play harder than that. Like they are going to get demolished if they think they're going to come in.
You're saying the Panthers are going to get their first win.
Maybe.
Against the street runner.
What they said, the boy with the black beans, what?
The black beans, man. He's going to get humbled.
He's going to what?
Get humbled.
Oh, he's going to get humbled? Yeah.
Yeah, he's cocky.
Look, bro, that's what I'm saying. They're hyping the ball and getting that ball up there with Reese, that quarterback.
See, Reese is playing at a different speed than what their quarterback was.
He's trying to ball faster.
Back it up 10, 15 seconds. At the blocker, they hiked it. I was already off the blocker.
But you see how Reese is like trying to get rid of the ball fast. Their quarterback's holding the ball. Like, it ain't going to, he knows.
That won't work in his league.
Doesn't understand the game speed.
Yeah.
You know what? That was Barely Wash's problem last season.
Their first season. Yeah.
He held the ball too long.
He didn't get it. But he got it. He learned it.
He figured it out the second season, but not the first.
Ryan's got to explain his shit to these guys. And they got to come up with different looks or that quarterback's going to get smoked, discouraged, and quit.
Their blocker, he's not aggressive. Like, you know what I mean? And they're not sending him out on route. So it's either, as a blocker, either you're aggressive, you sit in there and hold the block, or you tap and go. Like,
yeah.
And he's neither. So it's like, I don't know.
Then what the fuck? Then what are you doing? What did he just do? He didn't even block you.
That's the problem with a lot of blockers. A lot of them are big boys. Can't get that quick. Or if once you get them go one way, you just toss them with one arm out the way. They're too, like, slow. You got to find that balance. Kirby's kind of quick. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
Kind of quick. Like, I can't believe, like, Kirby don't got a spot. Dude.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
I like the blocker. The blocker's cool.
Yeah.
I just think it's more of one. They're like GM or whatever, I guess you call it.
Yeah.
Like,
he needs to prepare them a little bit.
He needs to prepare them. He needs to get them ready. They think they're going to just go out there and do what they're doing out here. And it's not.
We're out here scrimmaging them with a random six people.
Yeah. And winning.
Yeah.
See that snap? He can't play center snapping the ball like that.
Off the center again.
Yeah.
same.
Ryan's got – I'm going to talk to Ryan. I'm going to tell him, like, you got to get your guys really ready for game speed and ready.
Oh, my God. That's another problem. They think everything's a PI. They are so – yo, shout out to Reese for that one. Reese got them thinking that one. Reese, like, flag. And I know Reese knows they don't call you flag.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
And that ain't going to save you, dog.
Dude, so right then, the play before, just before that, they threw it up, and it was unplayable for the receiver. And the DB just turned around and was watching the ball kind of, like, boxed out.
Mm-hmm.
And so Marcellus or whatever, he went and got a pick, and then he called trying and tried calling it a PI. And they were literally arguing for, like, 10 minutes, and they were like, yo, it's a scrimmage if y'all want it, y'all can have it.
Yeah, it's not even that serious.
They had three all-stars back-to-back.
All sides and everything.
Yeah, they just need to look. Like, look, I stopped. The blocker didn't give me or Kyrie. I stopped because I thought the blocker was going. Yo, that was so bad.
Awful.
Like I said, the coach or whatever, you got to let them know, like, yeah, like, blocker, you pick one. Quarterback, you roll with the blocker. Like, whatever they got to do, they got to figure it out. And one of their teammates did come up to him, though, because, like, the quarterback before he left, he's like, yo, you got to start rolling. You got to start moving back there. Otherwise, you're
going to
get sacked.
Yeah,
you're
moving the pocket.
Yes. Like, you know what it reminds me of? What the Ravagers decided to do last season when they had some kid that was unprepared.
He was a good quarterback.
He was solid, but he didn't know what he was doing and he wasn't ready for this shit.
And he didn't know the league.
I think Ryan needs to tell him the truth and let him know exactly what it's going to be. Like, keep going out here just throwing stupid long passes. Actually come up with a scheme of an offense. Like, boom, let's throw bubble screens. Let's throw slants. Not just run whatever you want. Throw fucking – have some kind of organization to what you're doing. Run slants. Run drags. Simple stuff for him to get comfortable instead of fucking just making stuff up, like, and just playing. This is just for fun. What are you doing?
I do think
come up with a scheme. Come up with a scheme where you can master it. Where he's going to be ready and not ready to quit after week three.
He didn't take a step in the pocket at all.
No. Move the pocket. Move different shit, dog. He's got to come up with something where this kid's not going to ready to quit after week three.
I'm telling you now, this quarterback here, I think he's better than the
Ravens
started with.
I think so, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think so, too. But, hold up.
Not the one that
you got to get him. Ryan, yeah, I hope you're listening. You got to get him ready, bro. It's up to you. Get them ready. Use the center. Out routes.
Watch
curls.
Watch
drags.
His videos.
Yeah.
Simple
yeah.
shit
right.
to get the ball out of his hands.
Like, I didn't realize how bad he's not moving his feet at all.
No, he's just throwing with his arm.
Yeah.
Bad mechanics.
That's the thing. I mean.
And he's holding the ball too long.
I don't know if Cameron was running different routes or different routes. Somehow Cameron ended up under me like three times. Like, we ended up in the same spot. He's, like, 5 yards under me, like, so many times. And I was like, yo, this is too crowded. Like, mind you, like I said, this is his team for one. This is after we were already sprinting GC Irish. So, you did miss the actual real scrimmages.
Yeah.
This was just the aftermath of whoever was still left.
But still, if you're going to be out there working on shit that you're going to use for the season.
Exactly.
Quick throws.
Yeah, I'll be like this. So you said they said they didn't score once on GC Irish.
No, they listen to their interview.
Said,
they said it. I didn't say it. They said it. They said we almost scored. I'm like, oh, shit.
They said GC Irish scored on them twice, but they didn't.
They almost scored. Okay, well, work on that, man. Throw some fucking bubble screens. Find your receivers, who you're going to go to.
Who's number one? Yeah.
Who's your best receiver?
Yeah.
Who's your best whatever? And then fucking get some simpler routes, man.
Can't get it to your number one. All right, what's number two going to do? Like,
all right, you got to change it, man.
Yeah,
or they're going to get beat down. Like,
we went out there the week before. We scrimmaged these drivers with, like I said, 9-year-old team. Basically, the people we showed up there with this time, and literally the first three drives, us for GC Irish with Cameron at quarterback. And that's we're not a real team, and that's a real team right there.
Now think about that. And they said they almost scored, and they got Kyrie.
Yeah.
Out there, so
I mean, GC Irish is a solid team.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are.
They almost scored.
They got a good defense too.
But yeah, let's end it. Let's get ready to end it. Yo,
Owen said, "Sorry, Owen. I don't know who you are. My apologies."
Owen's the best player on the fucking field right now. Point him out with the pointer and shit.
Better get to know him.
That's Owen right there. Right there. Right. Oh, shit, I'm moving the camera and shit. Right there.
There.
That's Owen right there. Spellman. Oh, show him some pick sixes.
Reach try to get his throw. Yeah, he's still hit me up, my boy. What do you got?
Yo, Maurice is off sides anyway. Look at him. He's touching you. He's touching you, and he's not even snapped yet.
He just snapped it.
Yeah, that's what I said. And then, my man Woody, every time now, he called me today, he called me yesterday. He's like, yo, so what's Lim? Yeah, he called me today. He's like, straight out. He's like, look, bro, he said, if you want me to be a sub, I'll be a sub. I'm just trying to get deal working and just waiting before I go back to school. I was like, yeah, this guy. Because I was like, yo, you can play for Eric, you can probably start. Like, nah, I'd rather be a sub.
Better play for the Braves than the Mustangs,
yeah,
eh?
Wow.
There's a lot of names being thrown out there that they're on the Panthers, so we'll see.
Yeah, mad people saying they're on
the
Panthers.
The Mustangs.
The Mustangs, my bad.
The thing is, I don't know. I just think he's a route at quarterback off the rip. I mean, but they just. Eric's just trying to have fun.
Yeah, well, not me. I'm trying to win a championship, so what the fuck?
I don't have fun getting shit at all. Bro.
No, me either, so.
It ain't funny to get whacked.
So.
I thought you had the Union Guard. You had a picture of him.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I mean. Hold on. I'll send it to you right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't got to do it on the stream.
Yeah, I ain't doing none of that. I'll show you what we're doing.
So what did you do? Get to design them? Or?
I didn't design them. Fucking this guy did.
Aaron.
Or no, I don't think Aaron
did. The website.
Aaron told him what we wanted, and Aaron, and he designed them. Yeah.
It's like the website.
Just a shirt, or?
I'm just getting shirts though. Like I ain't fucking.
You want any extra? You got to do it on your own, I guess.
Yeah, the shorts.
All right. Anything else?
No, tell them what the Cash App is.
That's the money in the Cash App, Barbershop Talk Radio. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, share it on your page, follow us on our social media links, in the chat, and we'll see y'all next week.
Yeah. Oh, and you get that, bro? I just sent it to you.
Oh, there you go. Let me see.
All right, you got it? All right, Jim, I'll send it to you, too.
All right. Peace, everybody.
See you guys. Peace. Yeah. All right, yo, and I'll hit you up tomorrow, dog. You see it? Hit me up real quick.